Hi, welcome to Darren Jacklin Insights. Hi, I'm Darren Jacklin. I'm based here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I am a philanthropist, I'm a global speaker, and I'm someone who serves on different international boards of directors of public and private companies. And something I love to do is make a difference in people's lives from all walks of humanity, because I learned years ago that the secret to living is giving. Something I discovered is the secret to living is giving. Giving starts the receiving process. Here's something to consider today. Go out and serve other people. So if you're out in public today, open doors for people. Smile at people. Ask how you can contribute to their life. Ask how you can be in service. Become the go-giver rather than the go-getter. Now, we have this radio station inside of our head that says, "What's in it for me?" Right? The "What's in it for me" radio station. We're always looking at what's in it for me. What if you could detach from that for just 24 hours and do something like I like to do called play the contribution game? The contribution game is to just look around in your life. Maybe people in your mobile phone, you could pull out your mobile phone right now and say, who's in my mobile phone of contacts right now that I can just be in service and generosity and love and contribution with, and just find ways to provide value and make a contribution to their lives. What I do a lot of times when I meet people and they give me their business card or contact information, I'll send them a handwritten thank you card. Think about that today. In our lives, it's so busy today in a technology world where you get in the mail a handwritten thank you card that somebody's taking the time and energy and effort to put that card together. It's these little things that matter and make the big difference. So always remember, the secret to living is giving. Are you being a go-giver or are you being a go-getter? And what you'll discover is that the more you give, you start to set up and allow yourself the receiving process. So here's an opportunity for you. We all have busy lives. And I get asked all the time, Darren, how can I earn more money? How can I create more than one revenue stream or income stream of money? One simple technique that I've discovered for my life and I've done for many years now, and I've paid it forward and passed on to many people, which is really simple. And you can do this from anywhere in the world, is the next time you're out in public or you're on the internet and you go to make a financial purchase for something, and all of a sudden, unexpectedly, you're checking out online and you're going to the online shopping cart or the online store, and all of a sudden you get a 10 or 20 or 30% discount on the item that you're purchasing, or maybe you're in a shopping mall or a grocery store or a retail bricks and mortar store, and all of a sudden you get a discount. Or maybe you're out with a friend you haven't seen for a while and you're going for a lunch or a breakfast or a dinner, and all of a sudden that friend unexpectedly pays for that breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Or you go to park on the main street and there's a broken parking meter, and all of a sudden you expected to pay with your credit card or on the app on your mobile phone for that parking, and the parking meters out of service, and you've just saved some money and you feel elated and excited, like, oh my gosh, I don't have to pay for parking. So here's what I'd like you to do as an exercise. Whenever you go to pay for something and you get a discount, you get something complimentary, you get a gift, or somebody pays for something you didn't expect. Could be you're going to some sporting event and somebody wants to buy a beverage for you, or somebody buys a meal for you and somebody unexpectedly pays for that. What I want you to do is figure out what it costs that you were going to spend that money, and take that money and transfer it into a checking or savings or cash or an investment account that you've got set up. What you'll discover is it's not about, like, I've done this lots of times over the years, and sometimes I'll save, like, in Canadian dollars, $1.15. And some of you say, well, I wouldn't waste my time on $1.15. Here's the thing I want you to discover. It's not the financial amount, but it's the consistency of the habit that you are starting to create of allowing yourself to be open to receiving of abundance and prosperity. And what I want you to discover for yourself, in fact, I have a journal and I keep track of this on a monthly basis. I call it my karma game that I play. And what I do is I'm always looking for ways that the universe or God or the creator rewards me with unexpected things. So for example, just the other day, I was buying some internet domains, and I went online to purchase the internet domains and I got 35% off that day for buying the internet domains. What did I do? I took that cost savings and I redirected the money into a cash savings account. Now, it was only a few dollars, but guess what? That few dollars today compounded over the next year, 2, 3, 5 years could compound to something big in the future. So if you want to create more money, start with noticing all these different areas of your life where people are wanting to contribute to your life and areas where you're getting savings that you can redirect into creating another revenue stream compounded over a period of time. I've had many people over the years thank me for this exercise. It's made a huge difference in their lives. And what you'll discover from doing this exercise is raising your deserve level and your abundance and prosperity level to allow yourself to be open to receiving. And it's amazing hearing people say, wow, over a couple of years, they've saved and invested a few thousand dollars of money they didn't have before because they were just redirecting money that they didn't even know that was there. Your environment, you know, creating a positive, supporting environment, just some things that I've done in terms of tips and tricks and strategies that I've done that really help people to create an environment to build around you, to help you success, to create that ecosystem, that environment is so important because that affects your culture, affects your attitude, affects your behavior. Edmonton at the Windspear Center, 2007, I'm guest speaking at this business conference. Guy comes up to me, he says, do you have anybody you're going for lunch with? And I said, no, not right now, because I just came off stage. And he's like, okay, let's go for lunch. So I thought we're going to go downstairs because we're all having a buffet lunch at this business conference. And he goes, no, I want to take you out for lunch away from the Windspear Center down the street. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, where are we going? I didn't expect to leave the building. I thought we're going to stay inside the Windspear Center, right? He's like, well, let's go outside. So, okay. So we're going to go outside. I'm like, where are we going to go? So he takes me down there and he sits down with me. He says, listen, he said, I live in just outside Lethbridge, Alberta, and I'm in IT. I've got 5 children and I want to not have to commute from Lethbridge into the city every day because I'm in IT. I want to work remotely. Do you have any suggestions for me to talk to my employer about this? So I'm like, okay. So I give him some information, work some things out on paper. 2011. So 4 years later, he reaches out to me by email and said, hey, my family and I have moved from Alberta over to Benin, West Africa. And we're Mormons and we've set up a school over here. We've taken our RRSPs and we'd like to sponsor you to come over and teach entrepreneurship to this private school we've created in Benin, West Africa. We'll pay for all your travel expenses. We'll fly you over from Vancouver to Benin. So here I am. I'm like, okay, just be yes. So I fly over to Benin, West Africa, French-speaking country over in West Africa. It's colonized by French. So they speak mainly French and English. So here I am, my first trip ever to Africa. I go over there. Then I come back. I'm at the Holiday Inn in Vancouver doing a corporate training event. I just came back a couple weeks before that from Africa. I was sharing a story about my driver had a flat tire and the guy stuffed the tire with grass because we had a flat tire and then drove down the road. Guy's in the room. He works for TELUS. He comes up to me and says, hey, I want to take you for breakfast. And I thought he was in a network marketing or multiple market company, just the way he approached me. He's like, I want to take you to Pan Pacific Hotel in Vancouver. So he meets me there on a Sunday morning one time. And he goes, listen, I was so inspired by your story about you going to West Africa. Would you be open to coming to Uganda, East Africa? I'm on a board of directors of a charity in Uganda, East Africa with a group called Watoto. And we have the African Children's Choir that go all around the world. And we have all these orphanages throughout Uganda and different parts of the world. We'd like to sponsor you and all expenses. So then, boom, I go to Uganda. Now I've been there multiple times all over the African continent because these two people both wanted to take me for a breakfast or a lunch. And I'm thinking, why am I going to meet with this person for lunch or breakfast? Like, what's the purpose here? And both times it's like, okay, I don't really want to go for this breakfast. I don't want to go for this lunch. This is kind of weird. And then I go there. It's like, I want to invite you to go to Africa. Wow, okay, that's weird. How'd that happen? It's unexplainable. One of the things that I discovered years ago was two types of people, zappers and sappers. And when I first heard this concept, I thought, what do you mean zappers and sappers? Well, zappers are people who zap you with energy. You know, when you're out at a shopping mall or a grocery store, or you're getting gas at the gas station, you run across somebody who just gives you a hit of energy, a positive dose of energy. Or it could be that relative or that neighbor that when you see them, they're always upbeat and optimistic. There's someone who zaps you with energy. Now, a sapper is somebody who does completely the opposite from my experience, and they suck the life out of you. You know, people are constantly inundated with news media and searching all the conspiracy stuff on the internet. And when you meet them and you ask them, how are you doing today? Well, they just want to go into all the doom and gloom and worst case scenario situations. So one of the things to consider in your life, as you choose your day, who do you spend your time with? Because who you spend your time with will affect your attitude and your mindset going forward. You know, there's a saying that your environment is stronger than your willpower. And so a lot of times we have to be mindful of how we choose our environment, whether it's in our work, it's where we work out as a fitness center, our place of worship, it's our communities, our neighborhoods that we live in. Be mindful of where you spend your time. Also too, when you take a vacation or a holiday, where do you go? Do you go someplace that's inspiring and upbeat? You walk in, maybe there's great music, there's great staff who've been highly trained. It's a positive environment that you feel, relational versus transactional. All these little things throughout the waking hours of the day set ourselves up for an incredible, rich, full, and delicious life. So remember, in your life, first of all, are you a zapper or are you a sapper? And when you encounter other people, are you zapping them or sapping them with your attitude? Hi, this is Darren Jacqueline, and you're listening to Lynn Thompson on Living on Purpose. Welcome to Darren Jacqueline Insights. One of the things I've done over the years when I've done live seminars or workshops in many countries around the world is I'll pull out a US or a Canadian dollar bill, like a $20 bill as a currency bill, and I'll ask the audience, who wants this? And all these hands will go up and people say, me. I'll say, who wants this? And I'll repeatedly ask the question over and over again, who wants this? Who wants this? And the energy, the excitement starts to build. People are jumping up. They're waving their hands. Some people are jumping up and down in their seats or their chairs where they're sitting in the seminar. Then all of a sudden, somebody brave will step out of their comfort zone and they'll take that leap of faith and they'll run up towards the stage or in front of the room, and they'll grab that $20 bill out of my hand, and they'll anxiously run back to their chair. And then I stop the exercise, and I said, okay, great, let's debrief. What did you learn when I asked, who wants this $20 bill? Many of you put up your hand and said, yes, me, I want it. But how many of you actually took the next step, which was taking the action? And that was a big thing. Now, what if I took this $20 bill and I crumpled it up, and I threw it on the floor and I stomped on it with my foot. And I asked you, now that I've crumpled up this $20 bill, now that I've stomped on it with my foot, how much is this $20 bill worth? And some of you say, well, it's still worth $20. Think about this as a metaphor to your life, that when you get stomped on, you get rejected, you have an adversity, a failure, a challenge, a setback, a disappointment, somebody cancels on you. The first date that you meet with that person that could be your true love doesn't work out. That client that you've been hoping to get and close a business deal on doesn't show up. That referral, that testimony, the endorsement that you were hoping to get, or that promotion at work that you so wanted to get over the last several months or years doesn't turn out. Think about that in terms of how we devalue our time, that every time that I crumple up that $20 bill and I stomp on it, do we stomp on ourselves? Has somebody ever stomped on your dreams growing up? Could be a parent, could be a school teacher, could be somebody in your environment, could be somebody that valued most to you in your life that you loved and respected and cared about, but they stomped on your dream and said, oh, that'll never work. Why are you doing that? You need to go get a real job. That's crazy. That's a stupid idea. That's never going to work. You're going to fail. All of us can relate to something throughout our lives where we've got stomped on. But always remember the story of the exercise of the $20 bill. No matter how many times you crumple it up, no matter how many times you stomp on it, the value of that $20 currency bill is still $20. Don't sell yourself short on your value, that when you get stomped on, you're still valuable as a human being. And you do make a difference and you do matter to this world. When the student is ready, the teachers appear. So think about in your life right now, what is it that you really, really, really want? You know, I've done this all over the world in many different cities and countries on different continents. I've went around in airports, in conference centers, in shopping malls, in grocery stores. And I've asked people just at random, I'm just curious, what is it you really, 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 really want in your life? And you know, the number one consistent answer that people say is, I don't know. most people, they don't know what they really, really, really want in their lives. So what if you could just speculate for a moment, just discover for a moment, just out of curiosity or wonderment, of thinking about some things that are not general, but more specific to what you really, really, really want in your life. If you had a magic wand, if you could wish like a kid hoping for a Christmas day, what is it he or she really wants in their lives? See, it's important. A lot of times people don't really know what they really want in their lives. So how do they know what to ask for and make requests of other people? Or how do they know what to really go for in their lives when they don't have clarity of vision and mission of what they really want in their lives? I invite you to take some time and write down on a piece of paper, a napkin, or open up your mobile phone and write down some things of what is it you really, really, really want in your life, and pick some areas in your life that are most important to you, and then start to discover and unfold those areas of things that you really, really, really want in your life. Just following through and unfolding this exercise can have a profound impact on your well-being and your mindset going forward, and how you interact with yourself and interact and treat other people around you. So one thing about our thoughts, and here's something I want you to consider. Our thoughts create our feelings, and our feelings create our actions, and our actions create our results. So if our thoughts, we have all these thoughts, thousands of thoughts every day during the waking hours of our day. A lot of times they're just reoccurring thoughts that we've had yesterday, the previous day before, the last week. They're just reoccurring thoughts. In fact, a lot of times our thoughts are just like an autopilot. So if our thoughts create our feelings, are our thoughts internal in our life or are they external in our life? Well, if we were to take a look, our thoughts are internal. But a lot of times people don't take the time to think what they're thinking about. I want to invite you to think what you're thinking about. Really just start to think what you're thinking about. The next time you're going for a walk, you're having a bath, you're brushing your teeth, you're shaving, maybe you're eating, to think what you're thinking about. And consider, are those thoughts supporting you in who you are and where you're going in your life? Because remember, your thoughts create your feelings create your actions, and your actions create your results. If you want to change your results, change your thoughts. A lot of times we look at other people and think, oh my gosh, they must be so lucky. But if we ever thought to ourselves, what are they thinking about? What's their internal dialogue? What's their mindset or their mind chatter? Maybe it's time to reconsider that some of these voices in our head are not supporting voices. And maybe it's time to think about what we're thinking about and to change the conversation internally inside of our mindset to something that really wants to support us going forward. One of the things I love to do is I love to give people an invitation to a challenge. And one of the challenges I give people is the attitude of gratitude challenge. Here's something I invite people to do. And here's the cool thing. You can only do it for 7 days. And after 7 days, you can evaluate saying, hey, I want to continue on this challenge and create it as part of my lifestyle for my life. Or I can stop after 7 days. And the challenge is, for the next 7 days, when you wake up in the morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you wake up from your sleep or your rest, before your feet hit the floor, I want you to take 1 or 2 minutes and do an attitude of gratitude exercise. I want you just to think about the things that flood your mind with emotions or memories of what you're most grateful for in your life. For myself personally, I always give thanks of appreciation and gratitude for all my vital organs, for my eyes, my ears, my lungs, my kidneys, my heart, all these things within my human body I give thanks for. I give thanks for being able to live in the home I live in, the bed I sleep in, the food, and all the necessities that I have in my life, the people, the friends, the environment, having running water, having clean drinking water, having to be able to have a shower, having electricity, being able to have emergency services, healthcare providers. And I just spend a few minutes each morning in my attitude of gratitude exercise giving thanks for things that matter, things that are most important, and sometimes things I overlook or take for granted in my life that are just always there as a necessity, living in a first world country or on a first world continent, but realizing that other people around this planet don't have those necessities like I do every day. And I give thanks, I count my blessings, and I'm deeply grateful for. So I invite you on this 7-day challenge to start your day off for just a few moments each morning when you awake and open up your eyes before you start your day off with an attitude of gratitude exercise. Just take it on for 7 days. That's the invitation or the bonus opportunity. What's really interesting, after 7 days, I always love hearing the feedback from people of what their experience or experiences have been. Some people have noticed huge changes in their life. Because one of the secrets to doing this exercise is if you will change, everything will change for you. One of the things that I discovered with people is daily habits and daily routines. And if we study different men and women, whether it's in sports, it's in music, entertainment, arts, it's in finances, it's in business, it's in politics, is people have daily habits and daily routines. And I call it my hour of power, the first hour of my day. And so the first hour of my day, I start off my day with an attitude of gratitude. When I first open my eyes, I give thanks to what I do in terms of appreciation of gratitude for my life. Then what I do is I read daily affirmations. In my life, every day I use an electric toothbrush and water pick to take care of my health in terms of my teeth and my health care. It takes about 9 minutes a day for myself as a daily habit, a daily routine. And during that 9 minutes of using the electric toothbrush and the water pick, I actually read my affirmations. Now today I've accumulated over the years 120 daily affirmations. And over the course of that 9 minutes of my daily habit routine, I set my mindset up for daily winning activities by reaffirming consistently what is it I really, really, really want in my life. And I found from my experience, because at first when I got an electric toothbrush and I got this water pick, I was like, 9 minutes of my life to brush my teeth and clean my teeth. Oh, this is so annoying. It's so frustrating. I got so impatient. So I thought, how can I turn my frustration into fascination and create an exciting, rewarding, and fun experience? So what I do now is I give my time and attention to rewarding myself with reading my daily affirmations over the course of the 9 minutes. So think about in your life today, what are some things that you do every day that maybe you don't get fulfillment or joy out of doing? That if you just took your mindset and shifted it while you're doing that daily habit, it could be maybe making your children's lunches every day, saying, oh, I got to make my children's lunches and before they go off to school, and it's a task that you don't want to do. Or maybe it's doing household chores or taking your dog for a walk or clean up after your dog. And you're like, I don't enjoy doing this. And what if you could take it and shift it and realize, wow, I choose to, or I get to do this task versus I have to do this task. And when you change your mindset or your attitude towards it, you can get more joy and more fulfillment. Just like myself with the water pick and electric toothbrush. At first, it was annoying to me. Now, every day I look forward to that 9 minutes because it sets me up with a winning attitude for the day of daily success. In life, we're either coming from a problem, we're in a problem, or we're heading towards a problem. Just think about that for a moment. We're either coming from a problem, we're in a problem, or we're heading towards a problem. So life is about peaks and valleys. And something to consider is a lot of times people in their lives, they want the pleasure without the pain. Ladies, think about this for a moment. Over the 9 months of a pregnancy, can you imagine if you just had pleasure without the pain? You see, in life, a lot of times when we want to set up a business, we want to go after a goal or a dream in our lives, we have a New Year's goal, New Year's resolution, we want the pleasure, but we also don't want the pain. Or what's the opportunity in disguise or the opportunity zone? Because an entrepreneur will see a problem and turn the problem or the crisis into an opportunity. Part of your mission and vision in your life is to endure both pain and pleasure. Life is going to feel like a roller coaster at times, with peaks and valleys, ups and downs, twists and turns, and lots of unexpectancies. And the key thing to understand to neutralize ourselves is that to have what we really want to have in our lives, we have to both endure pain and pleasure as part of the journey. Where a lot of people find suffering is when they focus on their mindset of just the pleasure without the pain. But if you can accept in your life, as you go through coming from a problem, in a problem, or heading towards a problem, that roller coaster of peaks and valleys of life, that we have to both endure in pain and pleasure to accomplish what we want to accomplish in our lives. We don't have money problems in life. We only have thinking problems. There's no lack of financial resources on this planet. There's a lack of thinking. One of the key things to look at is, what's your biggest problem or challenge in your life, personally or professionally? See, a lot of people, when they're stuck with a problem or adversity or failure or challenge, and I've had plenty of mine throughout my life as well, it's, what's the blessing in disguise? It's the mindset of turning that crisis into an opportunity zone. Because if you've overcome something in your life, and it could be an addiction, it could be the loss of something, it could be that you've had a breakdown to get a breakthrough in something. Well, consider, there's lots of other people throughout the world, or people that are in your network or contact list, that are currently stuck, withdrawn, resigned, that have had or are in that problem or challenge right now. And one of the fastest ways to be in service to other people, if you want to make more money, if you're in business, or you just want to make a difference, is by solving problems. Again, we don't have money problems in life. We only have thinking problems. The key thing is turning a crisis into an opportunity. The more problems you solve, or the bigger the problems or challenges you solve in the marketplace, the more, as a fair means of exchange, you can be rewarded. So think about the next time you have a crisis or an adversity or a challenge, or you're watching a news broadcast, rather than seeing it from a negative point of view, see it as blessings in disguise. Because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at start to change. Start to realize that you can turn a crisis into an opportunity zone. And you're listening to Lynn Thompson on Living on Purpose. Welcome to Darren Jacklin Insights. In life, when we meet people, we're either memorable or we're forgettable. See, most people are unaware that when they show up, whether it's on the internet, interacting through social media, you're in a live event, you're on getting on an airplane, you're in a grocery store, a shopping mall, you're in a retail store. When you meet people, your energy shows up. And when you meet people, you're either memorable or forgettable. You're either attracting people to you, or you're repelling people away from you. So think about it. Maybe it's an exercise in awareness for the next few days. Are you memorable or are you forgettable? Are you attracting or you're repelling? You know, if you're in business or you're in sales, you want to get a promotion, you want to earn more money. Maybe you're single right now and you want to start dating. You're thinking, I want to find the perfect mate. Think about it in your life. Are you memorable or are you forgettable? Are you attracting or are you repelling? And just being awareness of this can just change so much about you when you're focused on, am I attracting or repelling? Am I memorable? Am I forgettable? In life, a lot of times people are transactional rather than being relational. Just think about the last 7 days. If you're on social media, if you had people friend request you, and then as soon as they friend request you, boom, all of a sudden now in your inbox, they're pitching or trying to sell you or having you join a business opportunity or invest some money into something. And you don't even know this person. There's no relationship equity established. You don't like, you don't trust, or even have any rapport with this person. So it's transactional versus relational. One of the things I want you to consider is becoming a go-giver rather than a go-getter. See, most people in society today are go-getters. They're out to get what's in it for them. And they're coming from a lack and scarcity mindset. If you step back for a moment and say, hey, I want to become a go-giver. I want to become a go-giver. So when I meet people, rather than pitching and selling people with my product or service or business opportunity, I'm going to slow things down and I'm going to educate and inform people and invite people to be collaborative with me and ask questions and get to know people so they get to know me and like me and trust me. And by just shifting your approach and your authenticity, your vulnerability towards this of educating and informing versus pitching and selling, you will notice if you're a results person, how different your results will start to show up. If you're someone who wants to build community and build more contacts, you'll start to notice the difference. If you're somebody who's single and wants to find somebody to settle down with or be in a long-term committed relationship with, you'll start to notice how different people will start to show up into your life. So I invite you to become a go-giver rather than being a go-getter and become relational rather than being transactional. When it comes to success and it comes to failure, here's something I'd like you to consider. Success is a series of well-managed failures. You're going to fail no matter what you do in your life. It's part of the process. It's part of the journey. Success is a series of well-managed failures. One of the things to consider is that failure is just feedback. You know, in the world today, we see a lot about Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, these two men, and Sir Richard Branson, these three men, let's call it, that are out there today wanting to build rockets to get to Mars. And that's great, getting to Mars. But you know, the real problem is it's not getting from Earth to Mars. It's once you get to Mars, how do you get back to Earth? So think about that. If you want to get the attention of Sir Richard Branson or Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or their team, think about this. How do you solve the problem of getting from Mars back to Earth? See, in our lives, a lot of times we want to go forward and we want to have the success and we don't want to endure the failures. But I know from my own personal experiences, those moments when I was in the down, I was in the valley, are some of the greatest lessons and greatest blessings in my life. If you were to write down on a piece of paper a stock market graph of a stock that's up and down on NASDAQ or the S&P 500 or some stock market, if you were to write down the stocks that are up and down, what you discover is when's the best time to invest in a stock, when it's up or when it's down. Best time to invest into a stock is when it's down. You buy low, you sell high. So think about this right now. Life is peaks and valleys. So if you're in a valley right now, that's the best time to believe in you. That's the best time to invest in you. And that's the best time to take care of you. Because if you focus on investing yourself when you're in the valley, you can only rise up to the top again. So think about it. Life is peaks and valleys. Also in life, life is like the seasons. Right now, you might be in winter. Things are not working for you. Things are slow for you. You're just in a cycle of a season. Right now, you might be out there hustling and grinding for a new job or a new promotion, or you're dating or you're setting up a business, or things are very busy for you in your life. Maybe right now you're in the springtime. You're out planting lots of seeds. You're out networking, collaborating, following up with people, putting out proposals, getting leads. You're in springtime. Summertime might rain for you right now. It's like, my gosh, my life is so great. All these things are working out for me. You're in summer. Things are really starting to slow down for you. You don't know where things are going to be because you're going from fall into a winter time. So if you can take the attitude and the mindset that life is like the seasons, realize you're just in a cycle of a season right now. And also, if you're in a really great time right now and things are really working for you, I invite you to consider that winter's coming and you better prepare for it. Maybe it's creating a contingency plans, financial cash reserves, emergency funds, food preparation as an emergency preparedness plan. Because when winter comes, sometimes winter can be harsh winters. Winters can be longer winters. We just don't know what the season is going to be. So always be prepared for the next season because we never know how it's going to show up. Because a lot of times people will approach me, they're salespeople, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so hard right now. People aren't returning my phone calls. I've sent out all these messages to people and nobody's following up with me. Nobody's responding. And I just like, okay, what season are you in right now? They're like, what do you mean? I said, well, just think about it. Are you in spring right now? Are you in summer? Are you in fall? Are you in winter? What season are you in? And I get them to identify. I'm like, well, maybe I'm in fall right now. Maybe I'm in winter right now. Okay, great. And so people identify what season they're in. And then you realize, okay, I'm in a season. It's just a short window of time, a cycle. And I'm going to cycle out of this. So then they're not so hard on themselves. They're not so impatient with themselves. They're not like beating up on themselves so much. Okay, I'm in winter right now. Okay, spring's coming. And so they got something to look forward to versus going into a deep dive depression or feeling bad about themselves. Okay, I'm in wintertime right now. Okay, good. Okay, I can start to read. I can start to work on myself. I can start to exercise. I can start to do things because the next cycle of the next season is coming. So I've always done that in my life. I've always said, okay, I'm in this season right now. Okay, good. I'll get through this. We all have 24 hours in a day. 7 days a week, 168 hours in a week. And a lot of times, if you turn on the television, you watch sports, you see these professional athletes and you see them having the wins. Sometimes you see them earning incredible amounts of money in their salaries or their endorsements. But what we don't see is the hundreds or thousands of hours behind the scenes to make that person successful. And that's something I want you to consider in your life is that it's what you do behind the scenes. Your daily habits, your daily routines, things that you do consistently that determine over a period of time. I'll give you some examples. One of the things that I've discovered throughout my life, and as a child, I was labeled with a learning disability and a reading disability. failed grade one of public school, and I was misdiagnosed with a learning disability and reading disability. Many years later, I still carried that belief with me that I couldn't read, I couldn't write, I was dysfunctional. And I met a gentleman one day who completely changed my belief system. When he said to me, Darren, he says, what if you just committed to reading 10 pages a day of a good book that will elevate your life? He said to me, he said, Darren, can you read 10 pages a day? I said, yes, sir. He goes, is reading 10 pages a day easy to do? I said, yes, sir. He goes, Darren, is not reading 10 pages a day easy to do? I said, yes, sir. He goes, that's the difference. It's easy to do and it's easy not to do. And most people take the path of least resistance and do what's comfortable, safe, familiar to them. And they don't read the 10 pages. But if you were to take up the opportunity of just reading 10 pages a day, compounded over 365 days in a calendar year, that would be 3,650 pages, which is equivalent to about 12 to 15 books a year cover to cover. But one of the things about compounding when it comes to numbers is that once you start doing this daily habit of 10 pages a day, some days throughout the calendar year, you're not going to read 10 pages. You might read 17 pages or 25 or 48 or 53 pages. And it may not matter today that you've read 53 pages, but compound that over the next 364 days, you'll actually end up reading more than 12 to 15 books a year cover to cover. What's also interesting too is when you're driving, you're on an airplane, you're commuting, you're waiting for someone. What if you could take your mobile phone and listen to audiobooks online through an Audible app, for example? Well, here's the interesting thing. Do you know the average person in major cities throughout the world will commute to and from work approximately 500 hours per calendar year? An average university year is between 500 and 700 hours. So think about that. If you were just to turn your vehicle into a mobile university or mobile classroom, as you're commuting, running around doing errands, over a course of 1 year, that's equivalent to a university of education. So something to consider in your life is these small, consistent daily habits consistently come out over a period of time that make a big difference. So whether it's reading 10 pages a day, is listening to a great, inspiring educational book, whatever topic you want to invest in. It could be on relationships, spirituality, health, fitness, finance, business, sales, marketing, negotiations, real estate. Pick an area that you want to go to work on in your life. Find somebody who's really good in that area, and you'd be amazed at what will happen over a period of time. If you're somebody who wants to dominate your business marketing space, what if you could just research or have somebody research for you? What are the top 10, 25 books in your industry? And if you just started to read 10 pages a day and listen to educational audiobooks in that industry while you're driving, over the course of the next 1 to 2 years, you could be in the top percentage of people in that industry and go from a generalist to a specialist. So in your life, it's what you do behind the scenes, part of your daily habits and your daily routine. So I read 10 pages a day. I'm always listening to educational audios when I'm driving or on an airplane or in transit. And behind the scenes, I'm doing all these daily habits and daily routines. On the outside, when people meet me, they go, oh my gosh, you're so successful. But they don't realize that behind the scenes, I'm doing these small daily actionable steps that consistently compound over a period of time, give me great return and great reward and great results. How do I know when I've leveled up? Is when you've attracted a new set of challenges or problems into your life that you have no idea how to solve. Just think about it for a moment. It could be from bookkeeping, accounting, taxes. It could be making a career or job decision. It could be maybe changing relationships or relocating or moving. And you've got this challenge or problem right now that you don't know how to solve. So you might look around your immediate family or friends or people in your community or neighborhood or where you live or some coworkers or colleagues, and nobody has the answers. It's just not resonating or landing with you. This is where you've got to step out of your comfort zone into your learning zone and through a network of conversations, reach out to other people. When the student is ready, the teachers appear. And sometimes it's stepping out of our inner circle of people, our family and friends and loved ones, and meeting new people. You know, over the years, sometimes I've been confronted with challenges or problems, and I'm trying to work things out in my head, and all of a sudden I'm boarding an airplane, and somebody sits down beside me, and I'm like, ah, gosh, I just want to rest. I want to sleep. I don't want to talk to anybody. And all of a sudden, this person sitting beside me could be a chatty kind of person or a different personality style. And all of a sudden, I discover into this plane ride, this person is the person that was put there Because when the student is ready to teach their peers, they give me an answer or to collaborate with me or give me some insight into helping me solve my challenge or problem or crisis I'm in right now. So I invite you, the next time you're in a challenge or a problem or a crisis, and somebody invites you to go someplace sometimes, and it's like, I don't want to go out right now. I just want to stay and hide in my cave or hide in my home right now. Sometimes that invitation leads to a new door, which opens up to a new opportunity to solve that problem or a challenge. Over the years, I've met many people who said that are single, they're like, yeah, I don't feel like going out tonight. I don't want to go to that dance. I don't want to go to that event. I don't want to go to that movie. So I was like, come on. Let's get you out of this slump. Let's go to the movie. And all of a sudden, they meet the person of their dreams. They meet the business partner. They meet the next investor. They meet the next opportunity for a new career or a new job. So key thing is always be aware what's around you, because people, the universe is always speaking to you. And a lot of times we can't solve the proper challenge in our head. We have to be in communication with other people. And through that, we can have some discovery or breakthroughs. This may or may not make any sense to you, but what I invite you to do is just take on what I've shared with you. Who knows the mystery of what can happen and unfold for you when you allow yourself to trust the process. Thank you for allowing me today to contribute to your life with Darren Jacklin Insights.